This is Mavis Staples of the legendary Staples Singers singing one of the group's best-known songs, I'll Take You There, on British television. Staples got her start as a teenager in the 50s in her family's band. In the 60s, the Staples Singers, led by the patriarch Roebuck "Pop" Staples, became well-known as a voice of the civil rights movement. Mavis Staples is performing at Wingate University this evening. We caught up with her before the show and asked about her memories of the civil rights era.
You know, I've always felt so fortunate to have been a part of the civil rights movement, to have walked next to Dr. King to shake his hand, and to, you know, we would sing before he would speak at the meetings. And he had this favorite song that they are actually playing in that movie.
It's Selma. You're talking about the movie Selma.
Yes, yes. His song was "Why Am I Treated So Bad."
Why am I treated so bad?
You know, I can't say enough about being grateful for being in the movement, you know, because I'm a witness to all of this stuff that they're talking about in Selma, you know, and it's just reliving it, you know, and I'm kind of disappointed and that 50 years later, we are still need help. But at the same time, I wouldn't give it away for nothing. I'd live that same life over again, because it was sad, but it was joyful when we were all together marching and singing. You know, we did have a little bit of fun.
Next month, song Staples worked on with her father Pops, but didn't finish before his death in 2000, will finally be released as the album "Don't Lose This."
It's amazing, and it's wonderful, and it's, you know, listening to Pops feeling like he's right there in the same room with you, you know, and to get this album done was something that Pops, when I titled it "Don't Lose This," because after I let him hear it, he was ill at the time, and Pops asked me to bring the music to the room so he could hear it, and when I went back, Pops looked at me and he smiled. He said, "Mavis, don't lose this." And I told him, I said, "Oh, okay, Pops, I won't lose it." And I've kept it all these years. I kept it to myself, you know, and but I knew I had to get it out, because when he said, "Don't lose this," he meant that he wanted it to be heard.
She got some help with the record from Jeff Tweedy of the rock band Wilco, who's a longtime Staples Singers fan. Tweedy produced Mavis Staples' last two records, one of which, 2010's "You're Not Alone," received a Grammy for Best Americana Album. The record and association with Tweedy brought her a new, younger generation of fans.
You know, it's surprising, and it's such a joy. It's just so refreshing that these young people, you know our music and want to hear. The ones who didn't know it, they want to know. They come, and you can look at them. You can look in the audience and see the faces and what they're waiting on. Well, what she's going, I want to hear her, you know. And I love it. I love it. It just keeps me wanting to do more things and more new stuff.
I know you've been doing this a long time. You're in your mid-70s now. Do you still feel that jolt, that excitement when you go on stage that you did when you were a teenager when you started?
Oh, man, yes. I get excited. Every show is a different show to me. I even sing stuff every song is different. I don't keep the sounds the same every time, because stuff comes to me, you know, I'm anxious to get on stage. I'm anxious to meet the people. I'm a people person. I like to talk to the fans that come out, you know, but I'm still just as excited as I was when I was 11 years old.
Mavis Staples, thank you for the time, and thank you for sharing the stories, too.
It's been my pleasure.
Mavis Staples will perform tonight at 8 at Wingate University's Batt Center.